isn't the
for everybody.
For everybody. It really isn't. It's tough reading. You know, I have a PhD in psychology. I always thought of myself as somebody who could pretty much read anything and understand what I was reading.
Mm-hmm.
I read the entire course through over a period of 2 years and had no idea at the end. I was so grateful that there was no one there to give me a test or say, what was that about? Yeah, I wouldn't have known how to answer. It took many, many years of study to get to the point where I was clear about at least some things in the course.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are other paths for other people. So it's fine. Of course, there will be people who, you know, will pick up the course thinking, oh, I'm going to learn to perform miracles, and having a hazy idea of what that means to begin with.
Yeah.
Maybe thinking they're going to become a sorcerer or something.
Yeah.
And yes, they will be disappointed. They will quickly realize that it's not making sense to them. That doesn't mean it may not make sense to them at some other point in their life. So many people come to the course, pick it up, throw it down, say, this is gibberish. And then 10 years later, 15 years later, they go back and say, oh, this is brilliant. This is exactly what I needed to know.
Because they are ready to.
Because they're ready.
Yeah, and they have to be patient with themselves. I wrote this week someplace in my blog that students of the course, I read someplace, many of them have thrown the book out in the garbage or against the wall or into the river because they were so frustrated. And then they go and they buy a new book.
Right.
So
it must be great for sales.
Yeah. Yes. But it is. I believe that each one of us, because I have seen my own life stages where I was a Catholic and going to church,
mm-hmm.
Not a lot, but going enough. Then I grew up like that. And then I went to spiritual centers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was searching and searching, and I converted to Judaism. So my path has been of different religions, different things. And now I'm in the course for the last 10 years.
Yes.
And I couldn't imagine how I lived before the Course in Miracles. And it has been an amazing thing in my life.
It really is. You know, the course talks about the fact that it is one version of a universal curriculum. And it's the same universal curriculum that Catholicism, at its best, is trying to get at.
At its best.
Or Judaism, or yeah. Hinduism, or Buddhism, or any other ism, you know, that's truly a legitimate spiritual path. So, yeah, I mean, the course has sort of distilled a path to salvation or enlightenment or however you want to think about that. But that's echoed in all sorts of different places, and different ones will speak to different people.
But for you to finish what we're saying in the beginning, anyone can experience a miracle.
Absolutely, because God is equally available to everyone. The thing that keeps this world from being heaven is our insistence on thinking, what we call thinking,
yeah,
which has a lot to do with planning for the future, hashing over the past, judging everything we see, trying to get things to be the way our ego has decided they should be, rather than the way they are. It's like our ego is steadfastly opposed to reality. It will not tolerate reality. It's going to get everything to bend to its will. And anybody can release that in an instant, and the minute you do release it, you go right back to experiencing yourself as the child of God that you are. And in that instant, you're permitting God, your Father, to come and make your life better and correct the mistakes that have caused it to be problematic up to that point. So, yes, anyone can do it. And I think doing it is one of the things that really puts you in the frame of mind to learn how to keep doing it and mm-hmm. to eventually stay in that place where you're in the present moment, you're not thinking the way we think of thinking, and you're in communion with the Holy Spirit, and you're living your life as an awakened person.